the things you put in the revolver, have you ever had much to do with guns?
There was never a revolver in our house. We had a shotgun, and we used shells, and we had a rifle, which used cartridges. We had the double barrel shotgun, and we had the automatic shotgun. And then the rifle was an automatic, 32.
Excuse me for interrupting again, Mr. has a rifle from Fort Pillow.
Does he really?
And it is a beautiful gun. Just beautiful. And he shot the thing until, up into manhood.
Kicks like an eagle.
Well, as a matter of fact, the remarkable thing is it doesn't kick
so
much. He said it let out a blast of smoke. And he said, you have to wait a while to find out
whether you hit anything or not.
And we were mentioning fences. You don't have enough stone around here to build
a stone fence, no. Fence.
And little things, fences with...
picket fence. Pickets. We had a picket fence around the garden.
Mm-hmm.
A paling fence, really, is what it was called.
I was wondering the difference.
A paling. Because I remember the expression, we had a paling fence around the garden.
And in making rails for the fence, they might dig out something in the log, or a place, say, between two mountains, not exactly a valley.
What did we call that?
Between two hills.
Some of the old things have got replaced with new things, and it's hard to remember. We had gullies on the farm, which was cut by water washing in deep gullies. And
several terms here. Would notch sound? Did you ever use the word notch?
Well, notch, yes. You cut a notch in a thing you were trying to fit together would be a notch, but it was not referred to as a... in laying.
It was not.
Mm-mm.
And how about something bigger than a gully? Might be they were called ravine or ravine?
Ravine is what is confusing me now because I've seen that word so much in print, and that is not what we call. No.
Well, what's a holler?
Hollow.
Is that right?
Hollow. That's right, a hollow. Mm-hmm. It was a holler if it was a... I know where I went to school, there was a very deep holler, and it was always called Hainted Holler because somebody said that there was a ghost that used to roam,
right?
Which they called a haint, referred to as a haint that roamed there.
That's interesting. Did you ever have haunts in houses?
But the old folks used to get together. All the neighbors would come in the wintertime and set to bedtime, which would be 10, 11, 12 o'clock, and they told ghost stories, the things that they had seen or they had known somebody to see. They were fascinating. I wish that I could remember them and to write them up. They told them with all the color and the build-up, and they were fascinating. You'd be so scared you couldn't go to bed at night.
What was their attitude toward ants?
They believed in them. Very definitely.
Were they agents of the devil? Or?
No. It was a mysterious thing. It was never referred to as agent of the devil. It was just... my grandmother told a story.